Welcome to Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. My name is Joanna Rizzo, and I work as a holistic health coach, healer, and yoga teacher. And I'm the founder of Rizzo Holistic, a company that offers services corporately and privately, both online and on-site from Stockholm, Sweden. This is a self-development podcast to help you heal, evolve, and expand your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities. I'm convinced that we're all capable of creating the life that we want to live and that it all starts from within ourselves. If you're looking to explore what more there is to yourself and this life, improve your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and find the unlimited power that is within you, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to give you the tools, inspiration, and guidance to help you help yourself to navigate your heart-centered, unique spiritual path that we all call life. So thank you for sharing a little part of your journey here with me. Without further ado, let's flow into today's episode. Warm welcome to another episode of Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. And this week I will share a little experiment that I did earlier this week. So I'm going to start from the beginning because there seem to be a lot of people interested in how this worked out for me basically and why I did it and all of that. So I was sitting outside Monday night and got this download that I need to turn my phone completely off for at least 24 hours. This means for me, like, no commuter card, or like I can't go anywhere since I live like 10-15 minutes out of the city. No music, no books, no nothing. So basically removing all stimulation, which is very, very important for me. And I'm going to explain why. But basically, first of all, I got this download. And when I get downloads like this, it needs to happen instantly. And fortunately, my Tuesday was completely off. I didn't have anything scheduled. I did not have to be anywhere. So I was like, okay, let's get straight to work when it comes to this. First, I obviously texted my mother and I was like, if you call me and I don't answer, this is why. Since I live by myself, there is always like a safety thing around it as well. But anyway, so I turned my phone completely off. And why I did this is because we all have an ego. We all have this ego that is so smart, that only gets smarter. And this is like when someone says that they have killed their ego or that they don't have an ego anymore, that's their ego speaking, because our ego only gets smarter the further down we go on this healing journey, on this road. And I know that my biggest coping mechanism when my ego does not want to handle some things is to use any type of stimulation, meaning my phone or like having a fully booked schedule or doing this, doing that. It's a lot of doing. I'm a recovering doer, so to say. And I had been noticing for these past couple of weeks that I've been very anxious, very worried, and this also has a lot to do with the immense changes happening energetically for this earth, but also some huge shifts that I've been doing as well. So I realized that this download was super important, and obviously my ego freaked out and was like, what if someone dies and we're not there? I'm like, what am I supposed to do about that, you know? So anyway, this ego, or my ego, has this amazing way of trying to stay stimulated, to not deal with some things, to not sit with certain things when it gets too challenging. And we all have different coping mechanisms. The only difference between me and like someone that does not work with this is that I'm extremely aware of my patterns and my coping mechanisms. Because I use, or my ego use, these coping mechanisms every time something gets difficult, every time I'm about to level up, every time something gets a little scary for my ego, meaning that I'm moving out of my old ways. This is the first go-to coping mechanism that my ego goes to. And even though I'm aware of it, I fall for it because my ego does it in smarter and smarter ways every time. So this is the most, I think, probably the most difficult part of the healing journey, is that everything gets like recycled. Everything gets, it's a quiz that comes up time after time after time in different ways. So just because you've leveled up once and had one dark night of the soul, or if you've gone through one challenge and you've seen these patterns, that doesn't mean that they're going to go away. It means that they're going to show up in different ways in the future when you're challenged again. So the more self-aware you can be and the more accountability you can take, the easier it will get to notice when you are avoiding things, or when your ego is trying to just get in control over things that it should not be in control of. So basically, I understood that this was incredibly important, and that I was way too stimulated in a way, and needed to slow down, needed to be with myself and whatever needed to be heard and seen and acknowledged. So I started years back, the first thing I did was to just be able to sit with myself for 10 minutes. And now it's like, I need like a day when it comes to certain processes. And this was exactly what was needed now. And I'm just seeing myself in the future just going completely off grid for like weeks. But that's a different story. We'll see what the future has in store for me. But I'm just going to share what happened through these 24 hours, or actually more, because I just turned the phone on and off and was off for another like 12 hours after this as well. But the first thing that happened for me was that my brain started to plan what I was going to do the day after. So my brain, my ego, was very much in the future, and it has been a lot in the future lately, which is not a good sign if you want to be present and if you want to get to know yourself better. Then we can't be in the past and we can't be in the future. We got to be present with whatever is. So the first thing my brain and my ego did was like trying to plan the day that I had ahead of me, like the next day. And I caught that pretty quickly, thank God. And I was like, no. We're doing tomorrow completely intuitive. When we wake up, we'll see what we're going to do next. And doing things by intuition is very important for me in my processes right now, meaning eating intuitively, feeling into if things feel good or not so good, if they feel right or wrong for me. And that's how I wanted to do this day, because my intention with this day was to just listen to my intuition, try to be present with myself as much as possible, and enjoy myself as much as possible. But I woke up the next morning, and obviously I had no idea what time it was when I woke up. And the first thing that my brain did was like trying to figure out what time it was based on like the sun and like all of that, which was crazy in itself. And then I just sat down with everything. I took my cup of water and I sat outside for a good while and just sat with myself, just met myself where I was that morning. And as I said, I'm a complete doer. And so the first things that I started to do that Tuesday morning was to do a deep cleaning of my apartment. I really felt like I needed to clean my space because my space is an extension of me. And since my mind has been messy, my apartment is not messy, but I needed to deep clean. So I got into the pipes around my sink. And yeah, it was a real deep cleaning. And that felt a lot better afterwards, as it always does. But I got so tired because once again, I was in that mindset of doing instead of being. So after that, I had some lunch and I wanted to go outside, but I was so tired. And be mindful that I slept probably 9 or 10 hours already before this. And I fell asleep on my couch for hours, definitely hours. So I realized that my body needed so much more rest than I gave it at that point, because once again, since the energies they've been crazy, they have been off the charts, my body has not gotten enough rest. According to my mind, I've rested a lot, but my body needed even more rest to integrate everything that has happened these past 2 or 3 weeks. So I just allow my body to sleep. And after that, I went out. And once again, my mind is trying to find things to do still. So my mind is trying to find things to do and trying to keep me stimulated. So I was bombarded with old memories, with all kinds of people from my life. And I was just in this process of taking care of everything that I have not sat with, which is these small things, but it makes a huge difference, because when there are a lot of small things, it becomes a big thing. So this first part of the day was all about just sitting with everything that I had been running away from, in a way, by being stimulated, by trying to do things, and by having a very fully booked schedule. So once I got to the beach or whatever, it's a little space that I always retreat back to, that's 20 minutes from my apartment. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen the big oak tree that I sit by from time to time. And I also do my cold bathing there during the winter. I settled down there and I realized, I was like, okay, now I can actually start to enjoy myself. After that, I was like, okay, shit, now I can start to enjoy myself. And crazy enough, my phone was buzzing. And I was like, but my phone is supposed to be shut off. And this is also one of the crazy things in our society. So my phone was shut off, but it had in some weird way turned itself on sometime during the day. And so I looked at the clock, it was 5 o'clock. And that was crazy enough, because I thought it was 3 o'clock. And I turned the phone off again. And then I realized okay, I want to start to enjoy myself now. Because I've been doing things. I've been doing work for this entire day. I've been cleaning my apartment. I've been sitting with my emotions. I've been sleeping. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. And just settled down there in the grass and started to enjoy myself. So it took, for me even, an entire day until my ego was starting to let go. Starting to realize that I'm not here to do things. I'm here to experience everything around me and inside of me as well. And that was such a beautiful, beautiful moment, because then I could go and take a swim again and enjoy the swim in a totally different way. So that was when a shift started. And I also realized I had to have some type of ceremony during the evening. So when I got home and had my dinner after that, I just got ready for a ceremony, almost like a funeral. And I had some things from some freeze spells. I'm not going to get into what freeze spells are today, but I had some things that I had to bury, including all the things that my ego has been telling me these past couple of days that I've been writing down on a piece of paper. So I went out and had a little funeral with these things that needed to be buried. And it was such a beautiful, like, closing up of the day that I could just be with whatever was that day. I could take care of myself, and then I was ready to release a lot of things. But I would have not been able to release those things if I would not have gone through that entire process of first doing and then finding my way into being. And for me, this is the practice. This is going to continue to be the practice for the rest of my life, to find myself back to the present moment, to being, to enjoyment and pleasure. And later that night, I didn't even want to turn my phone on again. I was so content and pleased with being alone, with being in my own space and not having to do things all the time. That is where I want to be personally. I want to be in a space where I embody who I am. And I don't have to prove anything by actions. And that is difficult at times, and it's supposed to be. For me, it's supposed to be difficult because it's one of my challenges in this life to realize that I will always be enough, even if I don't do anything. Even if I don't do shit, I'm still worthy of everything that comes my way. So I turned my phone off again. I just turned it on, answered some text, took a couple of calls, and then I turned it off again until lunchtime today. And I realized that this is a beautiful way for me, who works with social medias, who work through my phone all the time. It's a beautiful way for me to find balance, to actually turn my phone off a couple of hours a day to just be with myself and do whatever pleases me. And that is the intuitive part with it all, because I wanted to go out and have a walk and take a swim earlier in the day, but I listened to my intuition that told me to sleep, even though the weather was amazing. I went grocery shopping and just intuitively bought what my body told me to buy, what it needed at that moment. And thank God I'm able to move intuitively now. Before, I was so goddamn disconnected from my intuition that I did not know what my gut told me and what was something else made up in my mind. And all of this has come from a lot of practice, a lot of living and living by example and trying things and failing and trying again in a different way, failing again and then finding my way of living life, of facing my fears and facing my patterns and coping mechanisms. because I will never ever say that I am done or perfect in any way. The only difference is that I'm very aware of what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and what effect it has on me. And now I have a body that's incredibly balanced, and that gives me new challenges. That brings new challenges into my life to find more balance, to find more contentment and enjoyment and pleasure in my life, instead of trying to strive somewhere all the time, which is basically just our ego. Our ego wants to strive somewhere all the time because our ego does not think that we are enough when we're doing nothing. And that's just a part of life. It's just a part of being human on this journey. And I have found my ways of listening to myself and finding my ways of moving through life so that I can continue to evolve, so that I can continue to show up for my clients and my yogis and all the people on my social media that follows me. Because if I don't continue to evolve and if I don't continue to challenge myself, who am I to sit and talk about these things? I face challenges just like everyone else. And the only difference is probably that everything happens a lot quicker in my life. Like the people that know me personally, like very well, know that 1 week in my life is like a month for everyone else, just because I don't hide from myself. I don't hide from experiencing this world and myself, and I don't delay things that comes to me. If I get a download, I get straight into that download and what it tells me to do. If I know that my life would be better if I did something in a certain way, I change that. And that's how I evolve so quickly. I don't go chasing healing and evolvement and stuff like that anymore, because it comes to us all the time. We just need to be there when it wants to be acknowledged. And I have that life, I have that job, I have that opportunity, and I have that interest and passion in wanting to meet myself on deeper levels all the time. And that's why I work so well with people who wants to evolve. And that's why people around me, the closest people around me, are people who wants to evolve and are curious with life and themselves. So I hope that this little experiment can inspire you to meet yourself in any way. It doesn't have to be the way I did it, because that was my way of doing it, where I am in my processes. But asking yourself, how can I meet myself with more love, with more presence, where I am right now in life? And how can I love myself even deeper? All those parts of me that my ego is trying to run away from or hide from, how can I love those parts of myself that has been told that they are not lovable, or that they're not enough? All the answers comes from presence. All the answers that you are looking for comes from presence and within yourself, not from your external environment. So don't forget that you are so incredibly loved and that there is nothing within you that does not deserve to be loved. I wish you a beautiful, beautiful day or night or wherever you are in the world and whenever you're listening to this. Also, please get back to me maybe in the comment section or through my Instagram if this was helpful in any way. You're always free to share your stories and tag me. And yeah, let's walk this path together, because we are not separate or different in any way. We're just moving through life differently, but we are supposed to walk this path together. I love you so, so much. Take care.